Saute the onions, grill some chicken. The taste buds ours, our finger licking. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing. Sunday mornings from 10 to noon, the taste buds hours are in your room. Tune them in now, give a listen. 'Cause the taste buds really know what they are dishing.
Good morning. Welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. Food for Thought, this is Carol.
And I'm Michelle.
Sorry. You know, it's
the song. It kind of got us because it's new.
That
we redid it.
It was great.
It was much better.
So much better than last week. Oh. We got to, the first time that Michelle and I did the song for the opening, we didn't have music with it. We just sang it a cappella.
Yeah,
right.
And
then they tried to match our a cappella
with
mine, which is horrible, to the tune, and it just didn't match.
Didn't work at all.
But no, that sounded not too
bad.
But
if you needed a good laugh, it was definitely a good laugh. And maybe this one is too. Who knows? But for us, it's much better.
Oh, yeah. It sounded okay.
Pretty good.
Wow. What a week.
Crazy week.
Crazy week.
Crazy,
yeah.
Crazy fun. Good. Crazy good week, starting with Monday night.
Monday night. We had so much fun. Yes. Monday night. Monday night, Michelle came with the whole Red Arrow gang, and we went to the Grapponi Center, and it was the Stars of the Industry dinner for NHLRA, which is New Hampshire Lodging Restaurant Association. And I had nominated one of my employees, and she won Employee of the Year. And we had it was the function that night. We had two tables. We were 20 of us, and we just had so much fun.
Yeah,
Amanda Wibby, she is she's our employee. Actually, Dad's here too. Hi, Dad.
How you doing? Fine day.
I know, and Dad missed it because he was down in Florida.
Well, you FaceTimed him.
I know. I really hated to miss that.
We FaceTimed you though, yeah. So we had you there for
yeah,
a couple minutes.
Yeah, that was nice.
And yeah, it was just a really, really fun night.
Yeah. Food was excellent.
Oh my gosh, Dad, you should.
The food was amazing.
I didn't even talk to you about the food.
No,
food
I didn't ask. I wanted
Dad,
to ask, I forgot.
Well, I was thinking, my gosh, like our it was filet mignon.
Whoa.
And
big piece like this.
Wow.
And
yeah.
Listeners, I'm doing like,
sounds
it was
like,
2 inches
high.
At
least
sounds 2 inches.
Like an
eight or nine ounce.
And a half.
It wasn't even funny.
Yeah.
With
two shrimp.
Two shrimp,
two
also.
Giant
shrimp.
Yeah.
With asparagus.
And a baked potato.
Two shrimp besides.
With two yeah. shrimp.
That's been a 6 ounce.
I'm thinking, man, do we pay dues for that? Right? Holy.
That's very nice. How
it
many
was
people
very
about
good.
How
attending?
Many people were there?
In
there
the room? A couple yeah. hundred.
Whoa.
At least.
Two or
well,
250.
That's one
yeah.
heck of a,
just think we were 20.
Right.
That's
I know.
One
that's
heck of a
we're
bill.
Like,
you know what
at
I mean?
At least a couple hundred, if not more.
Yeah. Yeah, 250, I'm thinking.
Big ticket.
Yeah. Right?
And the first hour, there was really good food that
yes.
some of the, I don't know, some of the food people, food that bring you
it
food
was a,
at your restaurant.
It was, you know, I don't know the exact
I know,
name.
I don't either.
But they were students.
Yeah.
Culinary students that did the beginning part, which those appetizers were
delicious.
Fantastic.
Bar?
Yeah. Oh,
bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
You, nice.
And they gave you a drink ticket to,
wow.
buy, to get
Jeez,
a drink.
That was very nice.
Yeah, it was really cool.
A
yeah.
meal like that and the whole thing. That's
I
nice.
Couldn't. And, you know, Daryl is he's a meat eater.
Yeah.
You know, he loves his red meat. Loves it. When we go out, that's usually what he gets. And, you know, there's certain places you get it in it and it's good. He was like, this is like the best one he's had in like so
perfectly.
Long. For something that was catered with that
catered,
many people.
Yeah. Yeah.
To
yeah.
have it come out right on point, that's a very nice job.
Yeah, it was pretty impressive. So, yes, you are listening to The Pulse, Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. You can pass the word and you can tune us in on the World Wide Web at WTPL1077.com. You can also give us a call, 866-823-1077. Dad is in the house if you have any recipe questions to ask him. We will be joined shortly with Jay Phelps, locally tapped in our beer segment, beer and mead segment. He is of Ancient Fire Mead and Cider. And then the top of the hour, we're going to be joined with Bobby Marcotte. He is the chef de cuisine for Tuckaway Tavern. And tonight we are going, Daryl and I, this weekend is like so exciting because our dining adventure, I'm going to talk about where we went last night. We went to the brand new Copper Door. It was called their dress rehearsal. So we went there last night. That'll be our dining adventure. And then tonight we're going to the brand new Hop and Grind that Bobby Marcotte has been so, so busy working on. And he tells me they're opening, I think, officially to the public this week. It's either Monday or Tuesday. I'm not quite sure. And tonight it's going to be a Triple D reunion.
Triple D.
So I am so excited
That's
about tonight.
That's a good
tonight.
Trivia.
Triple D is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives. It would be a good trivia,
yeah,
but I just gave
you
the answer.
I know you did.
Then the second hour also will be joined in studio with Amber Lee. She is one of the owners of the Village Trestle in Goffstown. And I also want to say right now, welcome the Village Trestle. They are one of our sponsors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when we mention our sponsors, too, on the air, and if you happen to, you know, not happen to, but if, you know, when you go to these places, make sure you tell them that the Taste Buds, you heard it on the Taste Buds.
Right.
And Village Trestle, tune in for that. And I'm just going to say, they're not your average tavern. They are much better. They're awesome. So tune in for that. So,
and you know, other thing I was thinking, people, our pictures are on the website, right? Is there a picture of us?
Yeah. I wish I looked like that.
Well, for our listeners out there, if you see us walking around, sometimes we're in Concord, sometimes we're in Manchester, come and say hi to us. We'd
Definitely.
Love that. Definitely, yeah.
And we also have our Facebook page is up and running, and it's all up to date, Food for Thought on Facebook. And you can also, if you miss some past shows and you'd like to, you know, take a listen, you can go to foodforthoughtnh.com. And I just want to do a little shout out to Andrew, our producer. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning.
And what is going on this week at your other job? You said?
At the Dunkin' Donuts in Moultonboro, it is Carnival Week.
Carnival week. How fun is that? And today is probably your favorite day. I would suspect.
Yes, it is. It is sports day.
There we go. I can't wait to see pictures of that. I hope you're going to post some pictures.
We'll see. I know some of my coworkers will probably post some pictures.
Cool.
So it's the workers that are dressing up.
Yes.
Okay. Cool. Nice.
So what? Oh, did you hear this in the news this week about ranch dressing?
No.
You didn't hear it.
I didn't. I'm just staying away from the news lately.
Ranch dressing has come out with a keg of ranch dressing. Seriously. It is a keg. It is $50. They said that it's a ranch dressing. You have a year supply of ranch dressing.
Oh,
it comes in
gosh.
A keg, and you pull the little thingy like you would beer, but ranch dressing comes out.
Smart.
For ranch dressing
what
lovers.
What they'll do for sales.
Isn't and there are ranch crazy? Dressing lovers, let me tell you.
There are.
There are people that put ranch dressing on like everything.
Yeah.
Anybody's in doubt in a restaurant, I'll ranch.
I know, right? It's true.
I noticed that.
So
I like to mix it. Just to take a little bit of ranch and mix it with my regular dressing that I like, that I make, actually.
Yeah.
I like Ritz Crisp Ranch. They have it. It's a crisp, it's a low-calorie thing.
Is it a cracker?
It's a cracker.
I know. I'm like, what is he saying?
It's a cracker.
Oh, I know which ones you mean.
Oh,
yes.
Sadie and I.
Sadie,
we have
that's
a bag
Dad's
of that every
dog.
Other night.
That's cool.
No, it's ranch. They have ranch, but the ranch.
Well, now you can pour ranch dressing in a bowl and give
Tell
it to Sadie.
To people and take a double take. I
Isn't
just
that said, crazy?
A keg.
And you can get it at, I just looked it up in case, you know, you may want to get a keg of ranch dressing.
Good
you
gift. Can,
right? Well, you know what it says on the website? It actually says that they are, because of the high demand,
right?
They are not... They won't be shipping, if you place an order right now, they won't be shipping until the week of December 20th because they have such a demand right now.
No, the problem bothers me is refrigerated.
That's I was going to say, yeah, that was saying that too.
Goes in the refrigerator. It must be one of those little...
I didn't get the dimension. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, it's cool.
I know, it's very cool.
It's
but
cool.
You can go to flavorgallery.com, but you don't spell flavor the way you normally spell flavor.
Oh, you are?
It's Exactly. It's FLAVOUR, flavorgallery.com. Hidden Valley. It also said Hidden Valley, so maybe you can get it right from that.
That's pretty
neat. But, you know, just Google. You don't even need websites anymore.
I think I have to get me a keg.
Google it.
Keg Ranch.
Keg
That's all you need
of
to Google.
Ranch dressing.
Yeah.
That's neat.
Very cool. And Michelle, you called in this week to the Good Morning New Hampshire show with Peter and Pat. Peter, although, was hunting in the woods.
Yes,
and
I heard he
was pretty chilly, too, Friday
Poor
morning.
Poor thing, cool. Going after Bambi. Whatever. No, but I talked to Pat, which was a lot of fun.
Yes, he's fun. It was nice to put a face to the name. Michelle just utilized our cough button. We have a cough button. Pretty fancy here at the studio.
It is pretty cool.
So, let me see here. So, what else happened this week? A couple more minutes before we go to break.
Well, you know, once a month I go to my retired teacher breakfast. So, all us retired teachers from Green Acres Schools, we get together once a month on the first Tuesday of every month at the Brady Sullivan Building. That their lunch where they do food for the people that are in the building, but anyone off the street can go in for breakfast and lunch.
The one on Elm, you mean? The big
one? Yeah, the big Brady Sullivan.
It's the plaza.
No, the one on Elm and Queen.
Up near Mom's house.
Yeah, further up.
But...
The main building. And we have breakfast and we sit at the round table for a couple hours and just shoot the breeze.
Is it like a cafeteria?
It is like a cafeteria. So anyone comes in. Older people come in off the street sometimes and get their breakfast or lunch. People in the building, I mean, it's loaded. It's a packed building. They come down and, you know, I know the teachers also do workshops there. So there was a workshop going on for the health teachers of Manchester. And so we got to see some of them and they came down for lunch. And some of us were still there. So it was kind of cool. But yeah, and it's very good, the food. Yeah. Very good.
Regular breakfast.
Yeah, regular. Anything you want. He'll make omelets, scrambled, sandwiches, whatever. Crisp bacon. The best crisp bacon. Delicious.
Cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
You know, I never knew that was there. So, and it's downstairs?
Yeah, downstairs. Walk in that front door. Just keep going, and it's on the right. Yeah.
Oh, so on street level.
On street level. And you can go, like, in the back of the building, and there's a door from the back, too, that you can go right into it. Yeah,
I usually park on the front, you know. It's easier.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have a trivia?
I do have a trivia.
And you know what? I just want to make one little, you know, this is our third week back. Oh, I think Michelle has a statistic for us, too. The first week of trivia people that called in, I believe that there was two of them that week. Mm-hmm. I just want to let you know that your package is coming. You know, it was just like getting back into the groove of you know, who's going to handle it at my office and that
Scott
kind of stuff.
It was Scott and Dee. Your package is coming.
They are coming. So I don't want you to think you are not getting a package from Food for Thought. You are getting it. So there we go. I just wanted to say that. So we're in the groove now. So. You know.
We are, and I always have trivia. I have so much trivia, it's really hard to choose. But because Thanksgiving's coming up, there's so much Thanksgiving trivia. I thought I'd go with this one because talking about hunting and everything. Which president was the first to pardon a live holiday turkey from being put on the table at the White House? So which president... Wasn't that long ago, actually.
No.
Which president was first to pardon a live holiday turkey?
And he pardoned
the turkey, and it lives the rest of its life without being touched. They live pretty good lives, actually, since this year.
Without worrying about
Thanksgiving or Christmas or any time
being on the
table. Plucked. Yeah. That's right.
That's pretty neat.
And I have some interesting, whoever guesses it, I do have some interesting facts about... What some of those turkeys get to do, they live some pretty interesting lives, I have to say.
Well, come on.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cute.
So give us a call,
866-823-1077.
There we go. All right. So which president pardoned a live turkey?
Was the first to pardon.
First to pardon a live turkey. There we go. All right. cool. And shortly we're going to be hearing from probably my favorite segment. One of my favorite segments, I shouldn't say that. One of my favorite segments, Darling Donna, soon.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Donna. So, all right, well, I think we're going to go on a break. And we're going to go on a break?
I think it is time to go on break. What do you think, Andrew?
You are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle. Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle, live in the studio at this really gorgeous studio. We are on 4 Church Street. It's the old Walker School. And, you know, it's just, it's beautiful. Just a really, really nice station. We have nice equipment and it's just all really, really nice. So without any further ado, we let's welcome on Donna's Delights. Welcome, Donna.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Wait,
can I do it in my Lionel Richie voice?
Sure.
How y'all doing today?
We're good.
Awesome.
How about you?
Hi, Michelle.
Hi, Donna.
How is everyone this morning?
We're good. A little chilly.
So you're talking about looking at a nice studio and what you looking at? Well, I'm in here looking at a jug of Wesson oil and some Lysol. Is that what my life has become? Oil and cleaning?
Cooking
What's
and cleaning.
Huh? Y'all looking at a gorgeous view and a gorgeous studio. I'm looking at some Wesson oil in the floor and some Lysol on the countertop. What's up with that? You know? I gotta get a life.
I can't wait to hear what you are gonna cook with that Wesson oil.
Yeah.
Never mind a Lysol.
Because you know I can do some strange things with that. You know? I can do something strange for a little piece of change. Anyway. Well, how's everybody? Everybody's good?
We're good.
Peachy.
Yeah, just a little chilly up here. It's, you know,
it's
winter
cold up here. It's cold
has
too.
Arrived. Yep.
It's, as my daddy would say, it's cold as a witch's tit in a steel and a brass bra. Ain't that terrible?
That's cold.
That's cold. It's too
Remember
cold.
Remember, I told
know?
You it's Sunday.
Don't
it's
do it.
Family day.
Happy Sunday.
She's
happy
totally
everybody.
Ignoring me.
Everybody as well. I seen somebody went to the Janet Jackson concert, had some control. You ain't take me.
I know. Oh, my gosh. You know, it was, you know, I forgot to talk about that.
Yeah.
My goodness. It was
How
awesome.
How you going to go see Miss Janet if you're nasty? Well, you know, Donna is Miss Donna if you're clean. She can be Miss Janet if she's nasty. I'll be Miss Donna if you're clean. All right. We good.
She was awesome. It was very fun. We
I
had
know
great
she was.
Seats.
She's 55 and she's alive. I mean, she's 50-some years old
she's
and she's 50, alive.
She's 51.
And that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah. It's she's pretty amazing. It was quite the show. It definitely was.
You know, that's gonna be me, you know, at 50. Bam! No, okay. Anyway. Y'all ready?
We are ready.
You are?
Yeah.
I don't think I'm ready. I need a little bit. Okay, I'm ready. Okay, here we go. Okay. It's Sunday and fun day to do brunch and lunch with some virgin mimosas. Because if you drinking anything stronger than Colombian blend coffee before happy hour, you got an issue that needs more than a tissue. Now, that's just my opinion. Anyway, this isn't a PBS special, but a food show. So let me get back on track, y'all. I love getting together with my girls to chat and chew. And y'all know I do more chatting than chewing. So about 3 months ago, I went to lunch/brunch with my sister circle. Now, our group is called Beautiful and Bedraggled. Now, the name speaks for itself. I have friends who use big A words and also got big A appetites. Now, we met at this new diner down the street from my house, and I had the California Eggs Benedict. But my girl Gretchen, she had the Monte Cristo sandwich, a.k.a. French toast grilled cheese that they deep fried. Now, I was eyeing that sandwich like a grizzly with I, Carol's pet pig, pork chop, penny, bacon, eggs, whatever you call that little thing.
Gone.
I was eyeing it. Ham, bacon, eggs, turkey, you know, ham hocks, you know, whatever you call it. I was eyeing that sandwich while I ate that runny cold egg with that big hunk of avocado on it. Yes, it was as nasty as it sounds. But that Monte Cristo sandwich, it was on point. And my friend was tearing it up. She was spreading that raspberry jam on it, and she couldn't even finish it because she's an itty-bitty thing. She jogs 3 miles a day, that type of chick. She boxed it up and took it home. All the while, y'all, my mouth was watering, and I was fiending for that ham and turkey French toast sandwich. Honey, I was hotter than fish grease. because I ordered mucus on an Egg McMuffin. You know me. I went home and did my homework, a.k.a. Pinterest, and found me some samples. I got an epiphany. Can y'all imagine me using big A words like epiphany? I can't even spell it. I hope it's spelled like Tiffany. I don't know. Anyway, so I had an epiphany. Now, instead of deep frying it, how about some crunch baked? Oh, yeah. Captain Crunch Monte Cristo sandwich for brunch. Here's what you'll need to get your grilled cheese on, Donna Monte Cristo style sandwich. Ken, you'll need to make that sandwich. You'll need 2 slices of Captain Toast Crunch bread. You'll need 3 slices of deli ham, 3 slices of turkey. You'll need 2 slices of Gouda, 2 slices of Swiss cheese. You'll need 1/4 cup of spicy mustard. I use Nathan's, and I mixed a little bit of chipotle powder in it, about 1/4 teaspoon. You'll mix that in. Oh, yeah, I'm doing it up. You know me.
Ooh.
1/4 cup of powdered sugar, 1/2 cup of blackberry jam. She used raspberry, whatever kind you like, whatever berry you like to get on. Blackberry, blueberry, raspberry. I use blackberry because, you know, the blacker the berry, the sweeter the juice. That's this Donna's thing. Anyway, so for that French toast, this is how you're going to make that Captain Crunch French toast bread. You'll need 4 eggs. You'll need 1 cup of 1/2 and 1/2. You'll need 1 teaspoon of pure vanilla extract. You'll need 1/2 teaspoon of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. Or, since it's pumpkin season, you could just go ahead and use 1 teaspoon of that pumpkin pie season mix. That's what I use. Also, you're going to use, I use brioche bread, but you can use French bread. And you'll need 1/2 box of Captain Crunch cereal. Don't use the cheap kind. Get some real Captain Crunch, y'all. Now, you're going to preheat your oven at 350 degrees. You're going to place my Captain Crunch in my blender, and I pulsated it until I got some coarse meal. Make sure you have some good-sized pieces because you want to see that Captain Crunch on that bread. You're going to pour that into a 9x13 pan for your dredging. Combine your eggs, cream, vanilla, and spice. Whip that up. I whipped it up in my blender until I got it to a custard consistency. Now, you're going to place that in a bowl. You're going to dip one side of your bread into your wet mix, and then you're going to place that into your Captain Crunch, and you're going to lightly press it down so that you can have that side, one side pressed with Captain Crunch. Leave the open face open. Once you have all, and I placed it on parchment paper. Once I had it all placed on my parchment paper on the Captain Crunch side down, I place a little bit of that mustard on that bread. Then I place 1 slice of Swiss cheese, put my ham down, and then I place my Gouda, 2 pieces of Gouda in between that cheese, in between that ham, in between Penny. I'm sorry. I didn't mean that. In between that
you
ham.
You did too.
And some turkey, and then you're going to place that another slice of that Swiss cheese on there.
Jeez.
And slide some more, a little more mustard on there. Close that sandwich up. I sprayed a little cooking spray on there, and then I threw it in the oven. I didn't throw it in the oven. I slid it on in the oven and baked for about 10 minutes on one side, took it out, flipped it over, and baked it for 10 more minutes. And I like a little bit of crunch, so I turned on the broiler because I wanted it crispy, and I didn't want all that fat because, you know, Donna's trying to get it right and get it tight. So that's how I did it. So if you like yours crunchy, put in a broiler. Just watch it so you don't burn up things. I served it with that blackberry jam. I warmed it up and poured it over there. And that's how you do the most with French toast on a Sunday. Keen.
Keen. You won't need to eat for a week after that.
Yes, you do. Girl, I was tearing it up, though. Don't it sound good, though?
It sounds really
Captain
good.
Crunch,
I mean,
my
Captain Crunch on toast, like on bread.
Yum.
Like that? And
you know, that's how you got to get it in. You got to twist up things and go. And it was crunchy, and it was sweet enough. Oh, sprinkle the powdered sugar on. I did sprinkle powdered sugar on after. And y'all can see it on my website because I did make it on yesterday, and I had some greedy people up in here, some greedy brown people, you know, that like Captain Crunch.
I like Captain Crunch.
I do too. I like Captain Crunch.
Yeah,
I haven't had it for years.
I'm not a
but...
cereal eater, but if I have to have cereal, that's the one I like.
Ain't that banging? I think you can also use the Cinnamon Toast Crunch too. Mm-hmm. That would be banging on it too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so then since Thanksgiving is coming around, and then y'all gonna have ham and turkey left over. Ham and turkey left over.
Stop it.
Go ahead and make that. And so that leftover can be that Monte Cristo sandwich, you know? Because, yeah, you know, Donna loves to get it in.
Leave Penny out of it.
Leave Penny out? Because all I see is bacon, eggs, pork chop.
Did you see picture of her? I painted her toenails this week. Pink.
You know what I see? I see Pigfoot. Pickle Pigfoot. I'm sorry. sorry. But that's what I see. Put some hot sauce on it. And some vinegar and some Pigfoot. That's what I see, boo. That's what I see. Well, anyway, y'all know that y'all gotta try that Monte Cristo sandwich.
Sounds really good.
Go on Donna's Delight and try it because it's banging. And remember, life is for living and food is for giving. And Donna's gotta go ahead and make some crunch. You know, crunch and munch, crunch toast, French toast. You know, Donna gotta do the thing. You know, but y'all have a great show. And y'all know it's time for me to come up there. When I'm coming up there, what's up with that?
Anytime. Come anytime. When it's good. When's it good?
All right, Neil. Because, you know, I'll probably bring the storm. Because y'all know it's getting cold like that. So I'll probably bring the witch's tick and the brass bra. Well,
goodbye.
Anyway, got to go. Love
bye.
You guys. Have a fabulous show. Go be fabulous. And enjoy the view. Because I'm looking at Wesson Oil and some Lysol. Peace out. Talk to y'all
guys
later.
Bye. Oh, Lord.
Okay. We need a break.
We do.
She can bring you right up.
Oh, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Michelle on The Pulse.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with the Taste Buds, Carol and Michelle on this beautiful Sunday morning. It is, tis the season, I guess,
yeah,
right?
It is.
It's tis the season. In 2 weeks, it's going to be Thanksgiving. I love eating turkey.
Me too.
Love, 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 love
I love your
turkey.
Stuffing. You're going to have to bring that recipe to the table.
I will
next
say
week.
It. Yes. We'll start talking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, without any further ado, we have Jay Phelps in studio of Ancient Fire Mead and Cider, locally tapped in. Welcome, Jay.
Morning. Thank you very much. You guys are talking about turkey. You're making me hungry.
I know, right?
But let's talk about some drinks that go really well with turkey, too, just to kind of put that out there.
Perfect.
So, a very busy week in New Hampshire craft beer. It was actually a really big week for New Hampshire craft beer. Snob Film Festival still going on, so there are some events around the state.
Snob?
Yep.
As in snob?
Slightly north of Boston.
I like that.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
So, and our brewery community in New Hampshire is actually very plugged in with that. So they've done a lot of stuff. Jay Doherty, who's the organizer of it, was actually on air on 107.7 earlier in the week talking about it. So then let's back up even one more day. First ever New Hampshire Craft Brew Conference in Durham on Friday. It was fantastic. There were 250 attendees for a day long of programs and seminars about brewing, business and technical. The evenings preceding that, there was a new brewery workshop for folks that were new to exploring what it would mean to open and operate a brewery. So my understanding is there was a dozen and a half new companies that are interested in that. So stat-wise, I was actually serendipitously invited to the New Hampshire Brewers Association meeting on Tuesday night. And Bart Watson from the National Level Brewers Association, who's their chief economist, came in to talk about the impact of beer. So beer is a $350 million business in the state of New Hampshire. It's a big business. Yes.
In New Hampshire?
In New Hampshire. Yep. So 65 breweries right now operating. That's more than double from just a few years ago. Another dozen or so in planning. And then we said, you know, another 18 that are trying to start to understand what to do with that. So big business.
Question.
Yep.
When is it too many?
That's a question that can get discussed a bunch of different ways. We could actually ask our guest who's going to come on. One of the things that I don't know because I don't operate a brewery is, what does that really feel like to launch your brand? And what is this growth that we're seeing in this boom? What does that really feel like? So today we actually have Paul St. Ange, who's the brewer for Backyard Brewery and Kitchen in Manchester. And we'd like to have him come on and tell us a little bit about his brewery and what it was like to launch their brand this year.
Sounds great. Welcome, Paul.
Welcome.
Hi. Can you guys hear me?
Yes, we can.
Perfect. So, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Most welcome. So why don't you tell us a little bit about who Backyard Brewery and Kitchen is, and then just kind of segue into what's it been like to get started this year?
Yeah. So Backyard Brewery is at 1211 South Mammoth Road in Manchester, formerly the Yard Restaurant. We've completely retooled and pivoted as an old seafood and steakhouse restaurant. We are now a traditional brew pub with you know what we tend to consider a slightly upscale pub fare, and our own craft beer made on premise. We have a 7-barrel brew house there, and handle the brewing operations and kind of that side of things. We've been open since middle of July or so, and here we are. We're still cranking right along. So,
have you been feeling the boom of New Hampshire beer? Did you guys feel like you got busy and fast, and you've had a lot of folks be interested in what you're doing?
Yeah, I mean, we didn't because it was such a change from what the restaurant used to be. We didn't really advertise an opening aside from just a very slight social media, following to soft open and kind of give our staff a chance to get their feet under them, so to speak. But in hindsight, that really didn't work because it spread like wildfire, and we were pretty slammed from the day we got our liquor license to now even. And it really hasn't relented, which is a great thing. I feel like New Hampshire is starting to come along in the sense of, two things where the New Hampshire consumer, not just in the craft beer market, but in all markets really, is concerned with where they're getting their product and where their product is made. Secondarily, is willing to pay a premium to get a premium value or experience. So craft beer kind of fits into both of those categories. You know, you can see the equipment that the item you're drinking was made on. You know that the quality or the product is fresh because you're literally in the room that it was manufactured in, you know. And I think that's kind of latching on. We've seen it across the country. New Hampshire, admittedly, might have been a little behind in terms of that, but I think it's come with gusto, and it's blowing right up still.
Absolutely. And this week we heard an awesome stat. New Hampshire is 7th amongst the 50 states for breweries per capita. Wow. So we're a small state, small population, but we have a big footprint for beer.
That's
so
awesome.
And some of our closest competitors are our New England states, our peers. So again, remember, regionally, beer is big here. People are coming to the region. They're coming to New Hampshire. They're coming to Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts to see what's going on with the beer community. So I think we're primed to continue to grow as more people come to this area and just say, okay, well, we have to go see what's going on in New Hampshire.
Right. You know, Paul, I just want to tell you, too, my husband and I made a visit there. It was probably like 3 weeks ago, about a month ago. And it's beautiful. You guys did a great job with Backyard Brewery. It's really, really nice. And big and spacious, and I love, looking into the brewery room too. For listeners that are tuning in, we are talking to Paul St. Ange. He is in charge of the beer over at what is your title, Paul?
I guess I'd call it a head brewer.
Head brewer. There we go. I like that. Over at Backyard Brewery, a.k.a. the Old Yard Restaurant. I love how they kept the old bar there, too, so you have a little bit of nostalgic, in there. It's They did it very, very well. It's and the food, we had some wings, and they were very, very good. My husband loves that smoky taste. And I mean, they fell off of the bones, and and I was watching a lot of the food coming out. Great menu, just really good. You guys are doing well. The outside seating too is beautiful, really, really nice.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, the owners have been really, really passionate about kind of remembering the history of that building and that restaurant, mm-hmm. but also knowing that we wanted to create a different feel, and kind of get a comfortable vibe. We really wanted to stress the backyard as a theme, sitting in a kind of a lawn chair setting and relaxing.
And I think they did it. They did it.
Yeah. And uh, we've we've all worked tirelessly for that. You know, we're very hands-on and we're very active in making sure everybody's experience is as good as it can be.
Yeah, very, very good. You know what else they have in there, Dad? This is really kind of funny. In the old part, you know, do you remember when we started the Red Arrow on Lowell Street 30 years ago? There is a picture that my husband has, and it's a picture of Francine, my friend Fran, and I, because she used to work at the diner when we first opened. It's a picture of Fran and I in the dining room at the Red Arrow on Lowell Street, and we are standing in front of a cigarette machine. Do you guys remember cigarette machines? Andrew's looking at us like he probably doesn't remember. I'm sure he doesn't remember. The ones you put the coins in, and then you go doo-doo, and it like bloop, and it falls to the bottom.
Oh my gosh.
Well, do you know that the yard has a cigarette machine just like that, and it really works. So Fran and I keep saying that we're going to head over to the backyard brewery, and we're going to reenact that picture.
So, we'll make that happen, I promise you.
Just for the listening audience, now I understand listening. The backyard restaurant, they call it, right?
No, backyard brewery.
Brewery. Let's bring in a beer.
Yeah. And, it's definitely...
It's still the owners. They still have the function rooms and all that activity that usually is there.
At the old
and
yard,
and they just turned the food around to a different... Nice. I can't wait to go.
You haven't been?
No.
Oh, Dad, you got to go.
You go by there and you go, oh, it's the yard. I got to check that out sometime. Because I haven't been for years, but you don't know it's all new.
Yeah.
I think it sounds exciting.
It's really, they did a great job. Yeah. Really
so Paul, how was the patio received during the good weather? Yeah, you guys opened in the middle of the year.
Yeah, it was, one of the wisest parts, the wisest investments we've made, just from a revenue perspective, because, having a spacious patio, attracts a very different crowd, at pretty much any time. Mm-hmm. When the weather is nice, the patio is full. And that's kind of what we always joked about was it didn't matter if it was 2 p.m. on a Monday. There's people out there and there's enough population in that Londonderry, Derry, Manchester, Litchfield kind of area that, they're going to want to grab a beer and enjoy the sunlight and just kind of get some fresh air. We really, really... couldn't be happier with how it turned out. We were actually questioning whether we were going to be able to get it done in time before we opened, and we were thinking about shelving it for a year. And in hindsight, we're so happy that we didn't, because it was great. It was jammed all summer long. We've even opened it a couple of days, a couple of weeks ago. I know it's freezing cold right now, but we had a nice stretch of a couple of days of weeks ago, and again, patio opened up and people came. It's very uncanny. Personally, I know that I love after a shift, just kind of sitting outside and taking a deep breath and kind of de-stressing from a day that can be pretty hectic in a brewery. Outside, just kind of being out there and enjoying a cocktail or an appetizer, and enjoying the weather.
So tell us, what kind of beer can people expect to come and find it at Backyard Brewing Kitchen?
We try and I personally try and take the blanket approach a little bit. I enjoy all styles of beer, from light to dark, and everything in between. I love European lagers and ales. That's kind of what I grew up making in my younger kind of professional career. So we try and create, true to style, clean beers that fit several categories, so you'll get kind of your modern IPAs, which are all the rage now. We have several to choose from, but at the same time you're going to get very light and delicate German lagers, like a Helles lager or a Belgian ale. I want people to come in and we do flights of four different beer samples, and I want them to kind of struggle to pare down their list to four beers that they want to try. So we really try and cast a wide net with that, and grab anyone who likes beer in general, whether that's just simply Bud Light or stouts or porters. We want to try and cater to all of them. Sometimes it's not possible, but we certainly do try. So,
anything that was a particularly big hit or a surprise, perhaps from when you started?
I mean, we have a beer called Lazy Days, which is kind of what we'd call a New England IPA or a juicy IPA. It's a very fruity and fruit forward, hazy beer.
Ooh.
And it's it caught a pretty quick social media following, and it actually drove a lot of traffic to the restaurant, which was great. And that's kind of really caught fire. The other one that I really was a little bit surprised with was we make a Belgian double, which is a dark-ish beer, a copper ale, very spicy and clovey, and kind of a niche beer that not many people make or even maybe have heard of. And it's really caught on. It has a very fierce following. I love it. It's a unique beer that it kind of almost expands people's horizons as to what craft beer can taste like.
And so, is that Monkey Bars?
Yes, that is Monkey Bars.
So I'll claim that first batch was really good because I actually volunteered to clean out the mash tun at the brewery that day.
That is true, Jay. They actually did shovel out my mash tun for that beer.
So yeah, that was in my journeyman days. Right after I retired earlier in the year, I went and worked in several breweries in Southern New Hampshire to learn more about the types of equipment and operational interests that they can share with someone who's thinking about starting this business. So Paul was gracious enough to let me clean out his mash tun.
anytime free labor is offered, I will take people up.
Absolutely.
On that.
So
how did you come up with that name Monkey Bars for that particular beer?
It's a play on words. And again, most of our beer names kind of come from a tongue-in-cheek kind of, we want to have fun with our names.
You
we don't
all
want to
do. You all
seriously.
Have funky names like that. I mean, do you guys all get
so
together?
Monkey Bars it's actually spelled M-O-N-K-E-E. In terms of like a Trappist monk, like a religious fellow, because the beer style actually originated as a Trappist, made by monks in Belgium. It's kind of a backyard, playground type play on words in the grand scheme of things. So
where can people find out more information about Backyard Brewery and Kitchen? You want to shout out your URL and Facebook page?
Yeah, so it's pretty easy. It's backyardbrewerynh.com. That's our website. And if you plug that into Facebook or Instagram, it's the same handle across all social media platforms. If you want the most up-to-date information, I would advise probably Facebook is the best place to do so. Marcus is one of our owners and also handles the lion's share of social media, and he's an absolute genius with it. So we're really up to date and pretty current. We post a lot of content daily on that. That way, if a new beer rolls out or a special promotion is going on, Facebook is definitely the best place to look for those deals.
Excellent. Thank you very much. So I have two final statistics to punctuate this great opportunity to learn about the booming business of craft beer in New Hampshire. New Hampshire outpaces the nation, and the percentage of our beer that's on draft in the state that is sold from our breweries, not at somebody else's establishment. So our breweries are selling more of their beer than other breweries are nationwide, which means they get to talk and interact with the public, which is so important in an industry like this. And the brewing business nationwide is creating jobs and it's increasing wages. The economic data can show you that this industry is actually creating economic benefit for all the communities that it's in. And, as a soon-to-be manufacturer, we're proud. Made in New Hampshire. That's what we're selling it. We want our friends to sell it. So, Paul, thank
pretty
you very much
impressive.
For coming and talking to us about your guys' growth and your opportunity. I think it was a great way to help people understand the booming business of beer in New Hampshire.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you. Have
All
a
right.
great day.
Thank you, Jay, so much. That was
most welcome. This is a very proud episode to do. I love supporting the local community, and this was a great opportunity to tell people about what we're doing. Thank you.
Awesome. Awesome. We're at the top of the hour. When we come back, Bobby Marcotte, Tuckaway Tavern, and new Hop and Grind. We'll be right back.